It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Let's start with the Major League Baseball playoffs, which yesterday saw all four series in action. Let me rip through the games here, then give me your thoughts on it, Jones. The Tigers shut out the Guardians 3-0, so Detroit leads Cleveland 2-1. The Mets eliminated the Phillies.
Miracle Mets!
With a 4-1 win in New York last night, so they advanced to the NLCS. The Yankees, also winners, 3-2 over the Royals, so New York is up 2-1 in that series. And the Dodgers avoided elimination. They blanked the Padres 8-0, so we will get a Game 5 between San Diego and L.A.
Yeah, so you've been talking about rooting for the Dodgers the whole time.
Yeah.
If it's Dodgers versus Mets, and I guess you said this the other day, the Padres also spend a crap ton of money.
They do, so they actually kind of fit the bill. They overpaid Bogarts, and they could be in the NLCS.
Either way in the NL, you're getting a highly paid team that can stick it to John Henry
in some way.
I think Dombrowski would have been better, though.
I agree.
It's annoying that the Phillies are out already.
Yeah.
Like, the Mets are a good, fun story. Steve Cohen is a big spender. What you'd want out of John Henry, but like the Dombrowski thing I think would have been better. But this works. That works for me. The AL, the Tigers' payroll is minuscule. Like,
I know.
Beyond that.
So that's why I'm torn, because I am rooting for them, but also that they could just goes against what I'm overall. But the answer might be.
But like, if it's the Tigers and the Royals.
Yikes.
That's not great for the case we're trying to make.
But does anything really force Henry to spend at this point?
Well, correct. No, my guess is no. But I'm just talking about like rooting interest and how to get John Henry's attention potentially, or at least expose John Henry. Those would be the ways to do it.
Yeah, that's true. So Tigers have a chance to eliminate Cleveland tonight at 6:08, and then at 8:08, the Yankees have a chance to eliminate the Royals. Either of these series going to a Game 5.
Not the tie. I think the Yankees will.
Yeah.
I think the Yankees will.
Garrett Cole tonight.
Yeah.
Cole wasn't great in his first start.
Cole's going to lose.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah.
So Michael Wacha, one of the great pitchers of all time.
Honey, where's my
grab bag?
What?
Where is my
grab bag?
Lost in all of the Jacoby Brissett out, Drake May in discussion. Another quarterback change. And not even the Derek Carr one, which we mentioned, led to the Rattler coming into the play.
But the
Raiders have also made a change. Gardner Minshew benched. Aiden O'Connell in.
Yeah, I guess this is a hit to us. We both like Minshew.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed with Aiden O'Connell, but like, I get it. Those guys are probably pretty similar, and maybe you can get a little bit more out of your offense now that Devontae Adams is on his way out.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take
grab bag.
Michael Pittman Jr. out multiple weeks with a back injury. So it seems like things aren't going great there for the Indianapolis Colts.
Jonathan Taylor's got the high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson has been hurt. It's probably better for them.
Perennially hurt.
Here's the thing. I don't think Flacco needs Pittman. Like, it's kind of crazy. Like,
Flacco doesn't need anybody.
Flacco's just kind of awesome now.
He's good on his own.
He went from a joke where you're like, is Flacco elite? That was like a joke.
Yes.
So now you're like, Flacco's kind of awesome. Like, I wish the Patriots brought in Flacco as their bridge guy if they were going to do a bridge guy to Drake May. Like, I wish that's who they brought in. Like, I don't think it's going to bother Flacco in that all. I think it'll be fine.
Patriots play the Colts week 13. You wonder what kind of shape they'll be in at that point.
They'll probably have Pittman back. They'll definitely have
Pittman
back.
Yeah.
Well, who knows about Richardson?
Richardson will probably be back, but then out again.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Hey, you want to see crazy?
Now, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real
grab bag.
George Pickens apparently downplayed. I don't know if you saw his eye black.
Well, I read this story and I was like, oh God, what did he write in there? It didn't seem that bad.
No, it really wasn't all that bad, but he wrote open bleeping always across his eye black.
Open effing always.
Yeah, he also grabbed the helmet of a defender
was no good. And like, they've scaled his participation level back. Like, he's not getting a lot of snaps.
He runs hot.
He runs very hot.
George Pickens runs hot.
Like, these Pittsburgh receivers, Deontay Johnson and George Pickens last year must have been quite a wide receiver room, just bitching about the quarterback play they had last year.
The NFL is expected to review Pickens' eye black for a potential fine because it's a violation of the league's uniform policy, which prohibits personal, unapproved messages displayed by players during games.
Yeah, I understand how that can be a slippery slope. Like, once you start allowing that in eye black, like, where's the line? I guess, although I feel like it could be pretty obvious.
Was it Williams at Alabama that had "kill everybody" written in his?
Did he?
That's for like the program, isn't it?
I think it is, but yeah.
The 17-year-old?
Dude, he's awesome.
That guy, okay.
Holy smokes, he's awesome.
You know, not to go off topic, you know Ohio State has like another freshman receiver who's like also ridiculous?
Yeah.
Jeremiah Smith?
Yeah.
One-handed touchdown catches every week? Also like a teenager? And so...
It's another wide receiver U.
Yeah, so... No, I mean, I would have a real, real, real high bar, high threshold for like what should be outlawed. But I guess I understand why the NFL does that. I personally have no problem with it. With Pickens, is that the kind of guy who could be available? Is that an avenue to go? Like, yeah. they're being linked to Davante Adams right now. They were linked to Ayuk.
Yeah.
So is that the kind of way you could? Like for Drake May, would I bring in someone like George Pickens if he ever became available? Hell yeah.
For May, I would.
Yeah.
But Jerod Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, you think they're going to be good with that guy?
Well, I don't know if they'd be good with him, but figure it out. You're an NFL coach. You got to figure it out. Like Tomlin constantly puts up with crap like this. Like, this is something we got to give Mike Tomlin after
Dude,
years.
Dude, Tomlin? To
Le'Veon Bell and
Antonio Brown or whatever it was?
Deontay Johnson was picnic.
Yeah.
Like, now this, like, he constantly deals with this, and largely it stays in-house.
Yeah, that's true. Martavis Bryant for a little bit.
Yeah.
Pickens was asked about the NFL policy, and he said, quote, "Never seen it before. Have you seen it before?" Nice. Some people are like,
that was Jalen Polk on the NFL's rules on in the end zone. That was like a similar answer.
They're like, I guess, dude. Like, I don't really know.
Rest in grab bag.
You're a tennis guy, Jones.
I am.
Rafael Nadal is going to retire at the end of the year.
Yeah, my wife actually texted me that I was dropping off Lucas at school. And my wife texted, like, a minute after we left the house, she texted, and I'm like, oh, crap, what did we forget?
Big story.
I'm like, oh, my God, did we forget his lunch? What did I forget? Was there something he needed for school today? And it was just, Rafael Nadal retired.
Rafael Nadal.
I played the little voice, and she goes, Rafael Nadal retired. I go, great. Wow. Thanks a lot.
Are you more of a Nadal, Federer, or Djokovic guy?
I was always, now Djokovic has the record, and so I feel like it sounds less cool, but I was always a Djokovic guy. Bad boy of tennis, but when it came to...
No, Kyrgios.
Well, Kyrgios is a worse guy of tennis, but
he
also not...
He stinks of tennis, but he's a bad guy.
Also not anywhere near as good.
No.
He's like pseudo-retired. He's dabbling in the talking head game.
See,
there,
the podcast
game, probably.
Yeah.
So, when it comes to... But Nadal versus Federer, I was always Nadal versus Federer. And I was always Djokovic over both of them, but like I couldn't stand Goody Two Shoes Federer.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her
grab bag.
It is so big.
Danny Green hanging it up. Danny Green,
now
three-time NBA champion with three different teams.
I'm confused on a couple of different things.
Go ahead.
I mean, good NBA career, number one.
Oh, great career. Guy could shoot it.
Number two, I saw the first time they let Shams on ESPN, this was his big scoop.
That was the big scoop today?
Which I thought I could have sworn, I had some experience in the midday before moving here with you, Keefe. I spent a couple of days with Gresh.
That's right.
And I could have sworn we talked to Odyssey insider Danny Green. Did we not?
We definitely did.
So was this news
several
that he retired?
Times.
Yeah. Like, well, I thought he had been retired.
He played two games.
I had mentioned it when we first said that we were getting him. I'm like, isn't he still playing? He works for Odyssey. It's like, oh, all right.
Okay.
Get a couple of checks. Good job, Danny Green. He played two games.
He's like a player media member, I guess. Yeah.
He played two games last year for Philly.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that?
You know, for his career, he shot 40% from three.
He could snipe.
Guy could shoot it from the corner.
Did he win a title at UNC?
He won three titles. Oh, at UNC? I don't know if
I think add a collegiate title there, I think.
Want to add one to it?
Yeah. I don't know if he deserved it, but I'll add one
for him. I couldn't really speak to that.
I thought he was on like a Ty Lawson UNC team that won, I thought.
2009.
He won the title senior year? 2009.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Nice player.
He won with the Spurs in 2014, the Raptors in 2019, and the Lakers in 2020. So you can't really count that one, but two-time champion. Pretty
much. So he was like riding shotgun with Kawhi a couple of times
Kawhi twice, and then the bubble title.
I mean, a lot of guys could have been on those teams, but whatever. Good play. 40% from three.
Yeah, I guess.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
One of these days it is going to be Curtis Luskanic. And you guys
It'll be Eduardo Nunez.
So yesterday it was Travis Fryman. I had to get an easier one because you guys had missed a few.
Yeah, even that was a stumper for me. Billy got that. I had nothing.
It's a great game, though. You can play in the car. You can play at home. And so today's random baseball player is a former Dodger. I wanted to get tied into the baseball playoffs a little bit.
Sure.
So for Jones, Billy, and Nick, he is an outfielder. Okay. Who played from 1995?
Rayo Mondesi.
Mondesi.
Nope. To 2006.
Because he thought about that run of Rookie of the Year.
I think he was Rookie of the Year in 95.
So, Rick Caros.
Yeah.
First base. So he debuted in 95, but he was the 1996 Rookie of the Year.
Sean Green.
No.
Wow, good guess, though.
He was also a part of the Marlins 03 World Series team.
Mm.
Lefty. Left-handed stick. Okay. Lefty arm.
I'm
from the outfield.
I'm out after Mondesi. Sean Green. Yeah, who else won those Rookie of the Years?
They had Mondesi.
I think Piazza.
They had Piazza. They had Nomo.
And they had this gentleman.
And then there was a little time off. Then they had Beltre.
Who was this gentleman?
This gentleman was a good player.
Dodgers to the Marlins.
To the Marlins.
Won it on the 03 team with the Marlins.
Played with a bunch of teams.
Jeff Conine.
Nope.
He played with Hot Corner. Yeah. The third base Hot Corner.
Yeah. Just be specific.
Yeah.
Rockies, Cubs, Braves, Rangers, Indians, Reds as well. But
wow.
Far and away
on more teams than he was played for years.
Yeah. Well, 12 years. Most with the L.A. Dodgers, though. He is known as an L.A. Dodger. Let's get you some stats.
Yeah, could you?
In 2000, he had a career-high 19 home runs.
Juan Pia.
Oh, that was late. Ooh, where only did Juan Pia break in? Did he break in with the Dodgers? He'd swipe you a lot of bags.
He'd swipe you a bag, yeah. No doubt.
I'm just trying to work my way. I'm trying to figure out the 0-3.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes you got to talk it out. Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to say Delino DeShields wasn't
Mickey
Delino DeShields.
Played outfield in 0-3, so who was the other guy that wasn't Juan Pia and Miggy?
He was traded in 2002 by the Rockies with Dennis Reyes.
Oh, wait a minute.
For Gabe Kapler and Jason Romano.
Hang on. You said this guy did spend time with the Red Sox? No.
No Red Sox.
I was going to say Cliff Floyd. It's not Cliff Floyd.
No, Cliff Floyd. Not Cliff Floyd. He's a zero-time All-Star, if that helps.
Oh, boy. Cliff Floyd.
Never an All-Star.
Cliff Floyd must have made an All-Star.
He won Rookie of the Year and didn't make an All-Star?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Hot start. He is a career 273 hitter, which is nothing to sneeze at, and a career 767 OPS.
I think we're stumped. Are we stumped?
Come on, fellas.
Devon White.
People are losing.
Didn't we already have Devon White?
I did not do Devon White yet, but I like Devon White, although I didn't like how he used to catch the ball by his belt. It was very dangerous. That was a hard thing to mimic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You take one right in the cup.
I'm out.
All right, you're out? No guesses?
I don't think
no other guesses?
We stink.
First thing I thought it was an Upton, but I don't think
How about initials?
Oh.
initials.
T-H.
What does it sound like? Oh!
Trevor Hoffman.
No. No. Todd
Hollinsworth. Nice. It's correct. Todd Hollinsworth.
All we needed was the initial.
We got
Billy.
It on the
All we needed was the
SS
initial.
But DOB, what do you got?
Twitch had Todd Hollinsworth and text got Todd Hollinsworth.
Hang on. I always get text.
I got
my
a
phone.
Buddy who plays. I got to see if he texts.
Yeah, is Arcan texting and driving? No, I don't see it. Todd Hollinsworth. I do recall Todd Hollinsworth, but I need
He's a good player.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't make an All-Star team.
Yeah, I'm not that good.
No.
Grab bag.
All right, it's time now for the horror movie of the day. And today we are going with a 1976 classic.
Uh-huh.
Alice, Sweet Alice. Maybe a forgotten slasher. It predates...
The Brady Bunch spinoff.
It actually is.
Yeah.
It predates...
She had a dark side.
Yeah.
Easy access to knives. Dating Sam the Butcher.
There is a knife in this. Also, one of the creepiest masks that you're going to see.
Oh.
The synopsis, favorite daughter Karen is viciously strangled and set afire in church on the day of her first communion, and suspicion falls on her jealous and emotionally unstable sister, Alice. Also stars a very, very young Brooke Shields.
Oh.
Maybe her film debut, I think.
We were talking about Suddenly Susan earlier today,
yes,
ironically.
We were talking about
the
during show prep.
Yeah, we were talking about during our show prep. We were talking about must-see TV. Suddenly Susan came up. Bro, the second Brooke Shields mention of the day.
And you can watch this on Tubi. I haven't had too many Tubi mention.
Quibi?
No, Tubi.
Tubi, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't get anything on Tubi now.
No, Quibi.
Quibi, I mean. Yeah. So that's not going to happen.
It looks like the full movie also might be on YouTube for free.
Is it really?
I Googled it to look at the mask, and I recognize the mask, but there's an hour and 42-minute video. The whole movie is just there on YouTube.
Just the whole
it's
movie.
Be pirated. That's going to be frowned upon.
I don't hate it.
No. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a
grab bag.
Which is what I am.
Finally, Variety Magazine came out with their top 10 horror movies. This is the top 10 as, I guess, voted on by Variety.
Okay.
Number 10, Carrie.
Sure.
Number 9, Sallow or the 120 Days of Sodom. I don't think I've ever seen that.
You've never seen it? It's a top 10 horror movie of all time?
Yeah.
I mean, get on that.
Flawed list.
Yeah. Number 8, Frankenstein, the original. Sure. Number 7, Audition, Japanese movie, which is insane. Number 6, Night of the Living Dead. Number 5, Rosemary's Baby. Number 4, Jaws. Number 3, Psycho. Number 2, The Exorcist. And number 1, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Wow, the original.
No Halloween seems like a huge miss, or seems Shining like seems like a huge miss.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre would probably be up there for like my scariest movie, though.
Oh, the original is insane.
The original.
Do you think having a million versions of Halloween hurts it for this
probably
list?
I wonder if it does.
You know what I mean? Like Chainsaw Massacre, they did like a remake.
Oh, they've done a few.
But I don't know if they made how many sequels it was.
They did make a few sequels. Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey was in one of them.
That was third one, when Matthew McConaughey jumps out of the window and lands on the car.
Yeah, Next Generation or whatever
it's
called.
Yeah, he's like, hi-yah, or whatever he yells.
It's kind of like a comedy. It's a very
I love
the second one's a comedy,
Dead.
Too.
Yeah, Night of the Living Dead's a
it's
really
great.
Good one.
It's black and white.
Yep.
It's choppy. It's
cool.
Just, it's everything you love about horror movies.
That is a good rewatch one. There you go. There's the top 10 by Variety. Not the hashtag dork top 10.
I don't know if I love when people put Jaws on there. Like you, when you did your list on Dork, you didn't call it a horror movie. You called it
scariest movies.
Thank you. So if you put that qualifier on it, I think that. But like when you're saying it's a horror, is it a horror movie? I don't feel like that's a horror movie.
No.
But I digress. That's the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. Some good guesses. James Loney was a name I saw. I also Andre Ethier. Those
ooh,
are those
Andre
are,
Ethier's
those
really
are
good
later
guess.
Dodgers, but like those are both good guesses.
Bolsa de mano.
So drop those in each and every day when we get to our random baseball player.